Hallelujah! Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Did he wake you up this morning? Kept the blood running warm in your veins? Kept you clothed in your right mind? Isn't God good? Has it been good to you? If it's been good to you, why don't you raise your hands? Why don't you stand on your feet? Come on. Come on, thank him now. You can say thank you too. Thank you for taking good. Sing it, church name. Hallelujah. Give God a praise this morning. Give him a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm Reverend Martin Charles Levi Martin. I'm from where Pastor Armstrong is right this moment. I'm from Liberia, and hallelujah. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right to praise him, church. That's why we came here. That's why we came here. To lift him up. I said to lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up. Hey. The word says, Jesus says, if we don't praise him, the rocks are going to cry out. I don't want no rocks crying out for me. I want to praise him myself. I say, I want to praise him myself. I want to lift him up. Hey. Hallelujah. When I was coming this morning, in fact, my wife always, oh, let me introduce them. My wife and daughter, please stand. I want folks to see how God blessed me. Amen. 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 I got a call from Pastor Armstrong Friday, and I had planned to go with the group to Liberia, but circumstances and situations was such I could not make it. And I was lamenting that I couldn't make the trip. And then I got a call from Liberia. I didn't pick up the phone. I was at the funeral of a high school friend, an Episcopalian priest. And coming back from Cleveland, Ohio, my wife insisted that I read the text. And I read the text, and the text read, Alex Levi Martin is dead. Alex is my younger brother. And I got a call the next day from his son saying, Uncle Charles, you got to be here. You got to come. And so we began to make plans immediately to go to Liberia. So when I got a call from Pastor Armstrong, he said, Martin, you're going to preach 8 o'clock. And I had been calling him to preach before I left because I knew he was going to be there and I was going to be here. And The Lord answered my prayer. He always will. So he told me, well, you'll preach 8 o'clock, but you won't meet me when you get to Liberia because you'll be arriving on Monday and I'll be leaving for Kenya. So we're going to keep him in prayer, but I need you to keep my family in prayer because my wife and daughter packed me up this morning because she's been in the plane all week. And right from here this morning, we headed to Kennedy Airport, where I will be taking a flight to Ghana by Delta and then from Ghana by Kenyan Airways to Liberia. So keep me in your prayers and keep me and my family. And that powerful preacher you call Daryl LaRue Armstrong and his mission team, keep them in your prayer. They at my church, Providence Baptist Church, and I'm over here because we're one. There's a song at Providence Baptist Church we used to sing. I don't know we got it. Maybe we sing it here maybe a little different. So stay with me. Mine goes like this. It goes, Jesus, sweet Jesus, oh, do you know him today? Please don't turn God away, Jesus, sweet Jesus. Oh, without him, we would fear. Choir, stand with me. Let's do it one more time. Jesus. Just like that. Sweet Jesus. Oh, do you know him today? Please don't turn God away. Jesus. Sweet Jesus, oh, without him, we would fail. Oh, in my life, God's been my healer. In my life, God's been my friend. In temptation, he's my deliverer. And on God, you can depend. Call his name, call his name, say Jesus. Sweet, sweet. Do you know him? Do you know him today? Oh, please don't turn God away, Jesus, sweet Jesus. Oh, without him, we would fear. Oh, he said, ask, and it shall be given. Anybody asking? Anybody? Said, seek. Well, and ye shall find. He said, knock, 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 knock. Anybody knocking? Anybody knocking? Come on, knock, knock. And the door shall be open, and on God we can depend. Oh, Jesus, sweet Jesus, oh, do you know him today? Please don't turn God away. Jesus, sweet Jesus, oh, without him, I said, without him, we won't fail. Hallelujah! Jesus. Shall we pray? Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for Jesus. For without him we are nothing, but with him we are more than conquerors. We pray, Father, right now that this preaching moment, oh God, that you will give us a word from on high. A word that would enlighten, inspire, and transform our lives. Continue to bless, oh God, the shepherd of this flock. Wherever he is, and we know he's in Liberia, but bless him right there and those with him. Bless this congregation, Father, the leadership here right now. We thank you, Lord, for every musician, every usher, every choir member, every teacher, every preacher, every minister, every member. Reach into their homes, Father, and pour out your blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. In Jesus' name, say amen. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to the book of Acts. Acts, the 9th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. I'm reading from Deacon's Bible, and this is old and worn. Amen. Can't even see what version this is. That's all right. It's a used Bible. I don't want a used car, but I want a used Bible. Amen. Acts 9, beginning at the first verse. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogue of Damascus, so that he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeying, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why art thou persecuting me? And he answered, Who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. And the men who journeying with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were open, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight. How many days? Without what? And neither ate nor drank. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. Hallelujah. And to him the Lord said in a vision, in a what? Ananias, he said, here I am. Ananias answered, here I am, Lord. So the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight. What kind of street? Straight. Not crooked, straight. And inquired at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he is praying. And in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him so that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hand on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road as you came has sent me that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once. And he arose and was baptized. Let the church say, amen. You may be seated. I want to speak this morning on the subject, blinded by sight. Huh? Hold your neighbor by the hand, look them in the eye. Find somebody, deacon, turn around if you have to. We're gonna get a little uncomfortable for a moment. There you go. Turn around. Grab somebody by the hand. It's okay. Look them in the eye. I got you, deacon. I got you. Everybody got somebody? Now look at that person. No, everybody ain't got somebody. I ain't preaching this message. Find somebody. Okay, let's go get her. She's alone. See, nobody near her. She's trying to reach out, but nobody near her. Grab her right here. There you go. Amen. Everybody got somebody? Look them in the eye and say, are you blinded by sight? Amen. Praise God. Blinded by sight. Many of us know the story of Saul of Tarsus. In fact, if you read back in the scripture, you will find that Saul of Tarsus was present when the first saint, Stephen, was stoned to death. This man was vigilant about blowing away Christians, about putting them in prison and locking them down, because he was vigilant about what he believed. He believed that they were not the true religion. And so he was vigilant about going about getting them arrested, getting them locked up, and getting them to turn from what they called the way of Jesus Christ. He, in fact, was on a mission. Amen. On his way to Damascus, when suddenly there came a blinding light. The Bible tells us it knocked him off his horse. And when he got up, he heard the voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And Jesus said, in essence, it is hard to kick against the prick. In other words, I'm too big. Your arms are too short to box with me. Hallelujah. How many people know you can't fight God and win? How many people have tried to fight God? I know you won't lift your hand up. I know I've tried. You fight God when you want to do your thing and not his thing. When you want to have it your way and not his way. And when you're doing it, you know you're wrong. But because it's your idea, your thing, you still want to go against it. But what it is, you bump your head against the brick. You know, sometimes you're sitting down in church and you're talking to Christians. They act like they all holy, that they all did everything right. I ain't know but you, but I'm not holy. I never did everything right. I made a whole lot of mistakes in my life. Because why? Too often I was blinded by. is knocked down, Jesus tell him, listen, man, you're wasting your time. Why don't you come on the winning team? Yeah. Amen. He gets up. He cannot see. Everybody around him hears the voice, but see no one. And then the Lord begins to have a conversation with him. You see, too often in my life, I've heard people call me on the phone. The Lord told me to tell you, well, hold up a little bit. Anybody got a call somewhere talking about, Lord told me to tell you? But if you read the text carefully, whenever God tells somebody to tell you something, he lets you know. The conversation that is going on with Saul is going on with Ananias. Anybody heard me? What he tells Ananias is, there's a man called Saul, he's coming, you're going to have to pray for him. And he tells Saul, you got to have to go and let Ananias lay his hand on you. He has a three-way conversation. I got a problem with a one-way conversation with you telling me what God said when God never told me that you were coming. The Bible says everything is done in decency and in, I knew it was in Shiloh. Amen. The whole while Saul had his sight, he couldn't see. He couldn't see Jesus because his sight was bounded in the world. He was on the world's authority, carrying out the world's order, doing the world's thing. He could not see Jesus. It was not until he got blinded by the light. Anybody heard the song? Blinded by the... He got blinded by the light. When he got blinded by the light and couldn't see, he began to listen. How many of us, God had to knock us off our horse, knock us down when we got up before we started to listen? I know I'm preaching now. He got up. But the point is, he made his way to what street? Hey, there's a reason why they sent him on straight street. Because all his life he'd been on crooked roads. Amen. Many of us, all we've been on is crooked roads. Wide roads. Wide is the road that leads to destruction, and many that be that go therein. But narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, and few there be that go therein. God wanted to take him from crooked street and put him on straight street. And he wants to do the same for you, and he wants to do the same for me. But we get blinded by sight. The Bible is complete with individuals who were blinded by sight. Oh, let's go back to the beginning. It was Adam and Eve saw the apple, and it looked good to the eye. Huh? Lust of the eye. Seven deadly sins. That's one of them. We get caught up by what we see. Caught up by what we see. Amen? The Word of God says that we ought to walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. You gotta have some faith. I looked at, the Bible says, by one man, Adam, came sin because of the lust of the eye. But by one man, Jesus, comes righteousness. But if you look at Adam and you look at Jesus, the difference between these two guys is that one walked by faith and the other by sight. Adam had everything in the garden that he needed. Everything. I mean everything. And God gave him one commandment. Of all, don't eat this. The brother wasn't hungry. No, he wasn't. But if you go to the New Testament, the Bible says, then Jesus, full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. For 40 days and night, he ate nothing. And when they were completed, he was hungry. Then the devil came unto him and said, since thou art the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. And Jesus replied, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Now. Ho. Adam was not hungry, but he couldn't obey. Jesus had not eaten for 40 days and night. He was not only hungry, he was thirsty. I mean, the brother was, he was starving. But he would not turn from the word of God. He was not blinded by sight, but he received a vision for his mission. We got to remember this, folks, because the world is full of shiny things. Handsome men, pretty ladies, nice cars, bribes. I'd like to bring a bribe to Liberia one day to throw me out. Folks, we got to learn this. We need to follow the word of God. If you look at the Bible, all the mighty men that fell is but because of their eyes. Samson was anointed with power and strength. Had the strength, had the power, but Delilah caught his eye. Amen. Many great preachers have fallen because of a Delilah. This great country, America, had a president. Oh, I'm going to say it. What's wrong with you? You're like you don't know. Impeached. The eye. What has caught your eye? That you being disobedient to God. What has caught your sense of sight that you no longer see the vision that God has for you? What is it? We all know it. I'm saying to you, walk by faith and not by sight. Why? For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It was not until he lost his sight that he could see. I mean, he could sing in a song by Jimmy Cliff. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's going to be a bride. Somebody said, why are you singing a circular song? Because there's a message in there. There's a message in there. You're going to have a brighter day. You're going to have a brighter future. You're going to have a brighter life. You're going to have a more joyful life. When you turn to the word of God, when you begin to listen to what he called you to do, listen to what he's saying in your spirit. Don't get blinded by the things of the world, because the things of the world are temporal. They will pass away. But what will you give in exchange for your soul, your eternity? I don't care what you're going through. Jesus has made a promise to you. I will never leave you. I will not forsake you. I will be with you always. He says, I will be with you through the waters. I will be with you through the flood. I will be with you in the fire, Daniel. I will be with you in the lion's den. And even when the comet shall not harm you. We forget this. When we get in situations, we forget the God who promised never to leave us, never to leave us alone. I dare you to trust him. I dare you to make a commitment to trust him. We sing a song, I tried him, I tried him. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. He's an all right God, and he's an on-time God. When we do this, we will no longer be called Saul. But God's going to give us a new name. A new name. God promised that this thing this man doing, watch out, I'm going to make him a captive of mine. My prisoner. He's going to serve me. As vigilant as he served the world. You know, of the New Testament, there are some 20 or so books. He wrote half of them. He built a church. He was the Billy Graham of his time. God turned it around. He'll turn you around. He'll turn you around. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, he showed us not to walk by sight, but to walk by faith. And sometimes when you're walking by faith, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. Sometimes it's going to be so hard, it's going to be so heavy, it's going to be like he carried the weight of the cross. Sometimes you're going to fall. But we fall down, but we get up again. It doesn't matter how many times you fall, just keep getting up. Keep getting up. Keep getting up and keep trusting God. So a good man will fall, but he'll get up again. Some of us, when we fall, we just want to stay there. We don't even roll over. Get up. Get up. God has given each of you who have faith a getting up power. You have it. A getting up power. He showed us that power to lay him down on the cross, put nails in his hand, strung him up, hung him high, stretched him wide. They nailed him, they brought him down, and they bent their ears to his chest and heard no heartbeat. Came to his nose, no breath coming out of him. And they put him in a borrowed tomb. But he got up again. And he said, you have that same getting up power. Wherever you are, whatever you are, whatever you go, I see some marriages struggling. That's okay. It's only going to make you stronger. Don't throw in the towel. In fact, that's time to come closer and hold each other. When everything is falling apart, God is watching to see now will you come closer to me. Don't be blinded by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I believe there are individuals here right now who have a transformation mind in them right now. There are things you've been looking at, situations you've been seeing, and you seem like you were going to fall or fail. But right now you got a new determination. If you're here, just raise your hand. I don't care what it is. If you have a new determination right now, just raise your hand. Come on, raise your hand. I know you're there. I know you're there. I want you to do something for me. I want you to walk by faith. Get up, let's pray right now. We're going to conquer whatever it is, and you're going to be stronger, and you're going to receive the blessings of God, and you're going to receive your inheritance. Come on right now. We're going to find a breakthrough. Come up right now. Don't wait. Don't worry who's looking. Come, let's pray in the name of Jesus. Come, let's pray in the name of Jesus. Come, let's pray in the name of Jesus. Let's get a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Give a breakthrough, get a breakthrough, get a breakthrough, get a breakthrough, get a breakthrough. This is a moment for a breakthrough. This is a moment for a breakthrough. It's better than it looks. Don't believe how it looks right now. Don't believe how it looks. Looks are deceiving. Looks are deceiving. Hallelujah. When the prophet looked at all the sons, He thought that because they were looking big and strong, that they were the one to become king. God took the humble one in the field. Come on, come on, come on. Some of us been looking at people who seem broken just in the street, and we look at them different. Don't get blinded by sight. That's a child of God. Some of you looking at your condition, your circumstances, you want to give it up. I'll tell you, no, no, no. This is your moment for your breakthrough. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Let us pray. Father, we're glad right now that we have a God we can come to that can turn things around. You said in your word, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins and I will heal. I will heal. Father, first of all, God, we come just as we are, Lord. We know we haven't been perfect. We know we haven't done all that we should have done. So, Father, we first ask you for forgiveness. Create in us, oh God, a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Now, Father, we thank you for the power of your word, because we know, oh God, that your word will not go void, but will accomplish that which you sent it for. And, Lord, you sent your word for a revival in our lives and in our spirit. A regeneration or reinvigoration in our life. Father, right now for every individual here standing, and some seated with their minds on you, Father, we pray right now, Father, that the vision you've had for their lives, oh God, you will begin to open, Father, that you will begin to open those, oh Father, just like you did for Saul. Oh God, that you will provide their Ananias who will give them the breakthrough, Father. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we break every yoke. Every yoke. We plead the blood of Jesus against it. Every yoke, Father, even the yoke of poverty, the yoke of worry, of sickness and disease. Hey, in the name of Jesus, be thou made whole from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I receive it. I receive every good gift you have above for me. Thank you, Lord. 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 Give God a praise clap right now. You may return to your seats. Hallelujah. Where would I be? Why he cares? I don't know why. Whoa, but I'm glad. Oh, glad he did. One more time. Well, why Jesus loved. Well, I don't know why. I don't know why he cares. Oh, I don't know why. Okay. Where would I be? Where?